And he was never a professional musician. He was approached by A&R men, representatives of record companies from either New York or Chicago, who wanted to pay him a very small amount of money to record for them so they could go sell his records. And he refused because they offered him so little money. And he swore that he'd never be recorded, he'd never let anyone take advantage of him in that way. And years later, as when he was older, in the early 1940s, he allowed his family, his children, to record him on a reel-to-reel tape recorder, provided that they never let anyone hear it, or give it away, or sell it, or anything. So he dies, and in the 1970s, I think it was, Bruce Green, this young man from Kentucky, from New Jersey, hears about these fiddle tunes in Kentucky in general, and hears about John Salyer, I forget from whom, but befriends Grover Salyer, who was Allen's son. And at first Grover wouldn't let him hear the recordings, because his dad had said, never let anyone hear these. Eventually, Bruce came to know them well enough that Grover relented and said, well, I'll let you hear one tune one time through.
Oh.
And so he played the tape, and Bruce got in his car and drove back to where he was staying and recorded himself playing what he could remember of that tune. And over the course of time, Grover then allowed him to hear it more than once and then several tunes. And eventually that collection ended up at Berea College in Kentucky. And is now, you can now go online to the Digital Library of Appalachia and stream all of John Salyer's recordings. And you can also buy it from Berea College. Used to be as a cassette. I have the cassettes, but now you can get CDs. But you don't even need that. As long as you have an internet connection, you can go just stream it. But we were that close to never hearing his fiddle playing. And his tunes, a lot of the tunes he played were never played by anyone else. Like there are no other source fiddle players who played a lot of the repertoire, including this tune.
Is it because it's compositions, or we don't know?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, yeah, probably some of them play them, but not that we have evidence of.
Yeah, I've never come across other people playing maybe 60 or more, 70% of his repertoire is unique to him in all the recordings that I've found. And Kentucky is my favorite state for old-time fiddling. And I can ask Bruce, there are some tunes that he played in common, like he played Soldier's Joy, although he called it Love Somebody. But a lot of the tunes were unique to him in terms of what's available on recordings.